Okay, so I just want to start off by mentioning the question you were asking yesterday, is that the Gemara, the fact that if you bring, basically Gemara says, if you're Ma'avir, it's Rava. If you carry something from four Amos in Rishus HaRavim, okay, you pick it up, you pick it up in one place, you bring it over four Amos, you put it down, that's called Ma'avir, Ma'avir down in Rishus HaRavim. So the Rava holds that even if you bring it up above 10 in the interim, and you don't stop in the, then you put it down, you're still going to be chayef. I mean, so even though it's going from Rishus HaRabim to Makom Pator to Rishus HaRabim, you're still chayef, even though it's going above that kind of Makom Pator, above 10, And the Gemara says the reason why is because it's not nach. Now, when we say that there's an halacha that if it goes shiachet to makom tor shes rabim through a makom tor and it's potter, that's only if it's nach. But if it's not nach and you just carry it in your hand like over whatever, that doesn't help. That's basically it says because it's you're okay nishes rabim and you're meniach nishes rabim and the makom tor is like nothing happened. You can ignore that step. That's the Gemara. It's on the bottom of Chesam and Beis, not of Tesam and Aleph. And that's where presumably, I'm sure there are maybe other Gemaras where the Rambam's getting it from, but that's consistent with the Rambam. I'm sure it comes up other places, but it's any kind of a Makom Pator. So that being the case, that's why my question was yesterday, is that this whole solution of Tosfos, where you bring it back, L'mayla me'asara, but going up above 10, and everyone's bothered by, why isn't that Isser D'Rabbanan? I'm saying, why isn't that Isser D'Oraisa? Because you only avoid the deoraisa if you do a hanacha in makom pator. But if you just go right through the makom pator with no hanacha, it's like you never even went to the makom pator.
But you're coming from a harmless,
let's be fair. What? Yeah, fine. But the makom pator, the intervening makom pator, only plays a factor if you put it down there. If you just go right through there, it doesn't do anything.
What I'm saying is,
in this case, not even a deoraisa because it's from karmelos. But either way. The solution of the Makom Pator simply doesn't belong here. But for some reason they're treating it as if you place it in the Makom Pator, but you're not placing it in the Makom Pator. And they're just asking, even if you did place it in the Makom Pator, it still should be also in the Rabbanan. But yeah, it shouldn't be a Deraisa. I assume it was Deraisa. It's not a Deraisa because it's a Carmelist. But this is, it's just, you're not doing, it shouldn't work. It shouldn't work, exactly. So altogether, but they don't ask that on Tosos. That's not their question on Tosos. The question on Tosos is, even if it does work, but the question is, yeah, but even if it works, that only works deraisa, but derabanan is still an eser. Even if you put it down, you're not allowed to do that. So they're saying, so why don't you say the same problem? That you're making a trick. You're trying to go from karmelos to rishas rabim through the rishas yachid through the makom pator. But that's not allowed in derabanan. Even if there's no hanacha, that's not allowed in derabanan.
Who's that?
We're doing the Rashba, but that's all the rishonim. It's not just the Rashba, but we're doing the Rashba. So again, I'd like to get back to that question a little later, okay? So for the meantime, let's forget about that question, okay? But, so back to where we were. So basically, so it turns out that if a person were to carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah through the intervening Makom Pator, it's Asar. There's an Isser D'Rabbanan to go from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah through the Makom Pator. Even though it's like two separate Maisim, and either Maisa is the Mutter, but it's Asr to do that. That's Nisr Darbanan to be go, like the way Rashi says, like to be Gorei Motzah, even though there's an intervening Makom Pator. Okay? Now, that being the case, the Rashba asks on Tosfos. Because Tosfos, the solution is if you stick your hand across the border, you're saying your hand has been Karmelis, and now you're not allowed to bring your hand back to your body because you go from Karmelis to Shasiyachid. So Karmelis, so the solution is go from the Karmelis, lift your hand up above 10, it becomes a Makom Pator, and then go to the back to Shasiyachid. So therefore you go through the intervening Makom Pator. So therefore, that's the solution. But the Rosh Pais, yeah, but that's also Midrabbanan, that's still Aser. It's not Mutter to do that, it's just you're not, when it's a case of a Deoraisa, you're not Chayev for doing that. But you're still Aser to do that. So that's his kasha on Tosfos. Well, so that's one. So there's two answers. He says one answer is that this darabanan, this gezerah darabanan of being goreim the otzar and shus roshas through the makom tor is only by rishus deraisa. Okay, but by rishus darabanan, like Carmelis, that doesn't apply. And presumably the argument is like what David says, that the whole issue of a tilt from Carmelis to Rosh Hashanah altogether is only Darabanan. So, and now, you're telling me in this Goreim Hotzah is the Darabanan, because maybe you'll come to doing the real Hotzah. But here, even the real Hotzah is only Darabanan. So saying, so the Isser doesn't apply, this halacha of being Goreim only applies where the Hotzah itself is the Oraisa, but where it's a Darabanan, simply this doesn't apply. That's one answer, they say. But apparently he's not convinced, because it's a machlokas, whether or not you say this by Carmelis. Whether you say that Isser by Carmelis. Like, for instance, could you go from Carmelis to Rishas Yachid through an intervening Makom Torah? Then what there is that Asar? So there are those who say that that's still Asar. Okay, and therefore you have a problem. So therefore the answer is that no, this is a different kind of a Carmelis. This is a Carmelis Diyad. And even though you say by regular Carmelis, not by a Carmelis Diyad. Carmelis Diyad is different, for whatever reason. We'll get to that in a little bit. It's more Mekel, because it's saying it's not...
It's not it works over here.
That's
why it works over here.
That's why you're allowed to do it here, right? That's why you're allowed to do it over here.
But you wouldn't be able to from a normal Carmelis Diyad.
No, normally Carmelis. Yeah, even though it's everybody, you're not allowed to do it. So I think maybe we should try to define that. What's the machlokas? I mean, it sounds like zero problem sounds like a convincing argument. Is what's the machlokas about whether or not this halacha of Mavadshil Yachlifu, that you're not allowed to go from Rosh Hashanah through a Makom Patur, what's the machlokas whether that applies by Carmelis as well or not? All right, that's that question. I'm going on David's direction here. Okay, I think I just give it a little bit of a mechanism. And the idea is... Okay, maybe I'll start off with what David's saying, because I think it's, in terms of the way to go, I think it's the way to go. Methodologically, I think it's the right... It's the right type of a move. Then you just have to find a good mechanism. But the idea is that if you say that they said, it was like, De'oraisa, it's also a kaif from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Directly, right? Now, De'rabanan, they said, not only is it also to carry directly for to do a maisa with Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, it's even also to be goreim with Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Okay, in order to protect the de'oraisa of a maisa with Rosh Hashanah. If that's the way you learn it, then it doesn't make, you're not going to say that by Carmelis, because Carmelis is De'rabanan. Okay, so you're not going to say just like the Rabban Nasser to do a Maisa Otsah from the Carmelis to Rosh Hashanah, so too they're going to Asar being Goreim there, because that's Gzera. Okay, that's the way you don't want to say. But if you could say that the way that they Asared, and this is David said, the way that they Asared the being Goreim Otsah from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah is that they said, so to speak, imagine as if it wasn't a Nach in the Makom Torah. Okay, and this is what has to get given a mechanism. But in the idea is like what they did is they didn't say that it's usher to do the maisa of being goreim hotzah from shiach l'shus rabim. But they said that when you carry from shiach, they said in a makom b'tor, imagine that it was never nach in makom b'tor. Okay, imagine it was never nach in makom b'tor. And therefore, when you go from shiach l'shus rabim through the makom b'tor, it's like the makom b'tor is like you ignore the makom b'tor. So it would be as if. Only with the Rabbanan, of course, it's as if you've carried directly from Shiach to Rambam, in which case that's also the Rabbanan, that's also. Right? Now, if the move is that they're saying that there's no Hanacha in Makom Patur, it's like you could, then the same thing is going to apply by Carmelis. And that's not Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah specific. That's just telling you the Rabbanan, the way they created, the way they related to Hanacha in Makom Patur. And then it just plays out equally by the Carmelis, the Shias D'Orais, and the Shias D'Rabbanan. Because then you'd have to come in and like artificially cut a Carmelis out of it. But that's not Gzera L'Gzera. They're not protecting Carmelis. They're protecting the De'oraisa. But the mechanism by which they protect the De'oraisa is a mechanism which will apply across the board. As opposed to saying that the D'Rabbanan is not doing that, but it's just saying, there's a Maisa, it's a De'oraisa of carrying Otsar Shias Rabim. Now with D'Rabbanan, we're going to say, you can't even be Gorim that is a De'oraisa. Yeah, but if that's the case, then you can't, in one fell swoop, apply that to being Goreim Carmelis. That's a different thing. Okay? The question is, though, what's the mechanism? How does that work? It just sounds like magic. They just said, poof, there's no Hanach and Makom Torah. Like, how does that work? I mean, there is Hanach and Makom Torah. You know, you just imagine as if it doesn't exist. Okay. So the thing is like this. I think in a certain sense, the term, I was looking around, I mean, it does say that you do use the word that there's no Hanach. You mentioned this the other day. That there's no real hanacha in makom tor, because the real hanacha is where you have makom, a real makom, and a makom dalad al dalad. And if you don't have a real makom, it lacks in the real hanacha. And that's why they say an object is not really a nach in a makom tor, because a nach means what?
Wouldn't that even be the rest of the dalad al dalad? It wouldn't be nach.
Yes. I'm saying is that even though Raisa is a Makom B'Torah, the true sense of the word, you don't have a real Hanacha in Makom B'Torah. Okay? Because, again, the true idea of a Chafta being a Munach, it's like the Chafta is a Kavua in a Makom. And with that demands like a real Makom, like a stable, real Makom Hanacha. But in a Makom B'Torah, it's like a no man's. It doesn't really, it lacks it in Makom. And as such, it doesn't, an object which is in there, even though it happens to physically not be in motion, but it's not really, it doesn't have a din munach.
Okay? There's no case of
makom dal. So in makom b'tor, so that's the thing, is that in makom b'tor, in a certain sense, again, in a certain sense, there's no real din, there's no anach on a makom b'tor. Okay, there's a Rashi. Rashi says it in Erevin Pei on the base. He says, Hanacha didei lav hanacho. Kivin less be shir makom hanacha didei lav hanacho v'haru kaver ba'alma. Okay, I mean it's in the context of a different thing, but it's in the Rashi and Payam and Beis and Erevin less later of Dimi. Okay, fine. So but in a certain sense, but you can't really say there's no din hanacha because if there's no din hanacha on Rishus Harabim, I'm sorry, makom tor. Then if I carry from Rishus Hayach or Rishus Harabim to the Rishus Hayachid and I'm a niachid in the makom tor in the interim, there's no hanacha, so then I should be chayav deoraisa, right? But you see, I'm not. Whereas if I carry it from Rosh Hashanah and put it down on the iskupa, then pick it up and carry it to the Rosh Hashanah, I'm not chayav deoraisa because I was meiniach in the interim. So you see, there is a din hanacha. Mm-hmm. So I think the answer is that there's a maisa hanacha. Okay, there's definitely a maisa hanacha in the Makom Torah. Yeah, you can put it down, and there's a maisa hanacha in Makom Torah, but the chafza doesn't have a din of a munach. Okay, because it lacks in makom. Then a chafza being in a munach means it's like kavu and a makom. But in as a maisa hanacha you do have. Now the deraisa is that you do a maisa akira and rishas ayachid and a maisa hanacha and a rishas rabim. That is the maisa hotza. An akira, a maisa akira and rishas in one rishas and a maisa hanacha in the other rishas. If you're doing in this instance you're doing a maisa akira and rishas ayachid, a maisa hanacha and a makom b'tor, then another maisa akira from a makom b'tor and then a maisa hanacha and the rishas rabim. So as the Maisa Hotsa lacks. The Maisa Hotsa lacks, and that's why you're not chayev. That's why you're not chayev, because
you did
a Maisa Akira, so now you're the Tzura of the Issa Deoraisa is to do a Maisa Akira in one Rishosa and a Maisa Anach in the other one, and thereby bringing about this change in the Chafta. But there's a Tzura Zeser, and you're not doing Tzura Zeser. You have an intervening Anacha and Akira in the Makom B'Tor. Yeah. So there, okay. So, So the thing is, so that's min haTorah. So that's why there is a hanacha. That's why, in a certain sense, there is a hanacha in makom b'torah, because the hanacha in makom b'torah will suffice to undermine the tzura samaisa of hotzah, which is akira siyachon hanacha and rishus harabim. But in terms of the chafta wasn't really a nach. Okay, in terms of the chafta, it really went from you uprooted its kviyas in rishus hayachid and you gave it a kvias in Rosh Hashanah with no intervening kvias. That's what happened. Because the Hanacha in Makom B'Torah doesn't affect the kvias, the chafza, because it's not really kavua. So in terms of the chafza, you really did like an akira in Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah. And Midarabanan, they said that's the asar. Midarabanan, they said that define the akira and the Hanacha from the framework of the chafza. And if from the framework of the chafza, It's an akira and hanacha shel eser, then that's aser. That's also the rabbanah. In other words, min haTorah, the eser is only if you have tzuras eser of otzah, is if you have a maisa akira in one rishos and a maisa hanacha in the other rishos, in the opposite rishos. But in the rabbanah, they said is that even if you don't have that, but if you do a process which breaks the kvias, is oker the chafza from one rishos, and is meniach, and gives it a din hanacha in the other rishos, that's also awesome. That's awesome in the Ravanan. And if that's the case, the intervening hanacha in the makom b'tor doesn't register in terms of the chafza. So they assert that process whereby you uproot the kvias of the chafza from one rishos, and you give it a kvias in the other rishos.
What?
So what they're doing is that, so to speak, they're redefining the akira, the isra of akira, of the maisa otzah, the akira and the hanacha. Okay, or they're extending. I redefine. I mean, of course, the deraisa is still
not,
there.
Not the maisa.
But yeah, it's not right. But they're extending the maisa hotza'a to something which min haTorah really wouldn't be a maisa hotza'a merishos l'rishos because it has an intervening makom b'tor. But they're asering hotza'a in an extended sense where it's a hotza'a maisa hotza'a vis-a-vis the chafta, but not vis-a-vis the maisa per se. Now, if that's the case, that this is like so to speak hotza'a in the rabbanon. So if this is the case, now it's going to apply equally by a karmelis. Because you know, now they have an Isser of karmelis. As Isser is to be motzi from a karmelis to a yeshosu yayachad, let's say. Now, what is that Isser? Now, if things were the way that the Raisa had it, a maisa, it means a maisa hotza'a from karmelis to a yeshosu yayachad. Okay, that maisa Isser. Now, it's if you go through Makom B'Tor and you're maniach in the Makom B'Tor, now you don't have that maisa. But now that the way they're saying it is that hotza'ah extends to that which is defined as hotza'ah vis-a-vis the chafza, so then it's going to buy the karmelis also. So now you're being motzi it, you're motzi the chafza from karmelis to Rosh Hashayachar, and the fact that there's an intervening Makom B'Tor isn't going to make a difference insofar as the chafza. So the Isser, the way they're formulating the Rabbanon, does not relate particularly to the Rishuyos which are involved. It's a redefinition in terms of the Maisa hotza'ah. So therefore, it doesn't. It's just going to go across the board. You know, they're not going to limit it. And I'm saying you don't do a gezerah means you're not going to set up a gezerah to protect the derabbanan. But they're not doing that. Same gezerah to protect the deraisa. But the mechanism whereby they're doing it, it applies equally to both the deraisa and the derabbanan. So therefore, it's going to be able to apply to the derabbanan. Okay, so what they're saying is good. The gezerah, the principle of goes in gezerah doesn't mean that you can never have a maisa which is usser. Only because of two gezeros. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with an action which is usser because based upon two gezeros. The problem is that in gozerin gezera le gezera. That the rabbanon of asum ishmeres. Whatever. You should make a geder. They're trying to protect the Torah. They're not protecting the Rabbanans. Right. So the Rabbanan can't sit down and say, you know what? This Rabbanan is in jeopardy. Let's make a gezerah to protect this Rabbanan. That they can't do because that's not their job. Their job is to you protect the deraisa. You don't protect the protection. That's not in their jurisdiction. So, but here they're not doing that. Here they're protecting the deraisa. It's just the mechanism which they're using naturally will extend to the Rabbanan also. And now it's going to turn out that this thing is also. Yeah, there's no problem if it overlaps. Exactly. But if the mechanism whereby they aser this case of being gorei motza is that they say not only min haTorah there's an iser of being motzi from Rosh Hashanah to Shasar Av. Now in the Rabbanan they say you're not allowed to be goreim that iser. Okay, and even being goreim that iser is aser. They're like they're extending the maisa the iser of being motzi from Shalchad Shalchad Rabim to being gorim that hotza. So then it's that's the fun. That's by Kamalists. They're protecting that maisa, but they're not protecting. They're creating a new Esther Darabana. That would be the way. It's like they're saying is that it's also also not only is it also to do this, it's also also to do that to take it from Shalchad to Shalchad Rabim through the Makom B'Tor. But they're not redefining the concept of hotza and extending hotza to a din of the chafza. They're not doing that. So if they're redefining the method of hotza'ah, so then it's going to apply to any iser hotza'ah. But if they're just setting up like a separate, independent maisa iser, you're not allowed to be gorim hotza'ah versus yachon versus rabin. Because if you do that, you're going to do a maisa hotza'ah. Fine, that's by their isa, but they're not going to give that iser by their avonon. The rabbanon they're defining the kiran anacha vis-a-vis the chafta, even though. It's not one continuous maisa,
right.
So but it's still it's one continuous process insofar as the chafz is concerned. So if that's the way that they're redefining kiran hanacha, so then it's going to extend the kamos shiachur shiram the same as it can apply equally. But if they're saying no, we're redefining, they're just setting up a separate iser to be a goreim this the result of the deraisa. So they're not going to do that for the derabbanan because there's no reason to protect the derabbanan, right? Okay, so that's. So if you hold that it's only by the just a separate iser to be goreim deraisa, then the answer is very easy. So by darabanan there's no iser, by karmel there's no iser like this. So therefore it's very good For a good while, you could just toss as a solution. You just lift it up above and you bring it across. Perfect. But if you say that it's even by Rishis Darabanan, then you got a problem on your hands. Okay, the problem is, while you allowed to, you're going from Carmelis through Makom Bator into the Rishis Yachid. That's not allowed. That's this Isser, that's this Isser. You're basically being Oka the Chapta from the Carmelis and being in Yachid in the Rishis Yachid. So that should be Aser. Ah. So he answers. So he says, "V'yesh mi shapirish the Carmelis diyad hekilo, hekilo, the fishena Carmelis gamor."
Okay.
By Carmelis, even though they asked it even across the board, even deraisa derabanan, the whole thing, but not by Carmelis diyad, because that's not a real Carmelis. So the Carmelis diyad, the basic idea there was that Carmelis, real Carmelis, is a rishus, which is like it really has the properties of like neither rishus yachad nor rishus rab, or both rishus yachad rishus rab. Like a forest. Private street, a forest, something like that. But this yad is in terms of intrinsically, really, it's like part of the body. But it's like it's removed from the body in a certain sense because it's outstretched and it's overhanging the other rishus. So it has like a din of a karmelis, like in a secondary kind of a way. The rabbanon gave it a din. They asked, they extended the din karmelis to that. Maybe according to maybe like kanas. I mean, it's a question of how they did it exactly. But let's say Kanas, let's say Rashtovit. So it's not a legitimate, it's not a real Carmelis, it just, it has the dinim of a Carmelis. So the saying is, by there, they were Mekel. By there, they were Mekel. So the question is, what's the deal? What does that mean? Why they made, so the Kanas sounds like a cop-out. I mean, it's saying, okay, they're Mekel there. I mean, but the whole Svara is, what's the difference? I mean, what does it even mean? It's not a real Carmelis, I mean, it's Carmelis, not a Carmelis. Because it's, I mean, the Rabbanan made it a Carmelis, so now it's a Carmelis. No, now it's a fake Carmelis, so we're not going to apply, I mean, the whole, and in fact, the whole Svara was that it should have only applied by Deoraisa, but it extended to a Carmelis because of the way it extended. It goes across the board. So, well, now we're going to cut off the extension, we're going to be makil by a Carmelis the Yad. I mean, how do we do that? How does that work out? If they could just come along and be makil by Carmelis also.
And,
so that's a problem. That's a problem. So I think it's good with the way we've been, some of the ideas we've been saying, I think it's very good. Especially with this last svara, I think it works out good. Is that, because there's two things. There's the intrinsic Rishim Rishuyos, like what exists in the Torah. Okay? There's Rishiyach, there's Rab and Carmelis. And those Rishuyos are realities. And the chafza in Rishul Siyachid is a chafza in Rishul Siyachid. Chafza in the Karmelis, chafza in Karmelis, chafza in Rishul Rab, chafza in Rishul Rab. In terms of the problem, there's the underlying din Rishus, which, so to speak, predated the Maisei Isser of Hotzah, you know, or the Malachas Hotzah. It's conceptually a reality of a real din Rishus. There's a real din Rishus, and the chafza in that Rishus is associated with that object, so to speak. It's a public object, a private object, a nothing object, a commonly, whatever. But that's a reality. Now, but then there's the Isurei Hotza'ah, which are placed upon those Rishuyos. Okay, so it says if you have an object which is in this Rishus, which is called Rishus Arabim, and now you end the Maisa of moving it to Rishus Ayachid, and making it a Chafza, which is in Rishus Ayachid, that's Asar. So that's the Isur Deoraisa, the Isur of Hotza'ah, is built upon the underlying realities of the Rishuyos. Okay. Now, a Carmelis diyad is not really a Carmelis. Okay, what does he mean it's not really a Carmelis, not a Carmelis gamor? It means, it's not, in terms of the din in the makom, the intrinsic property of the makom, it's not a makom of a Carmelis, on the contrary, it's part of the body, it's a makom that's really, it's a Rishazara, which is the Achid. Okay? But in terms of the Isurei Hotza'ah, the Maisei Isur Hotza'ah, which were placed upon the Rishuyos, it has the din of Carmelis. So it's not Gamor, because the Shem Rishus is not really a Shem Rishus of a Carmelis. But it is the Yisurei Carmelis applied to it. Okay, it's treated in terms of the Maisei Isser, which you're not allowed to do from Carmelis to Rishus Yachid, or, you know, it has the same exact halachos. The Maisim which are prohibited vis-a-vis a Carmelis are prohibited vis-a-vis this hand. Okay, but it's not a Carmelis Gamor, means it's not, in terms of the reality of the makom, it's not really a Carmelis. Intrinsically, it's not a Carmelis. Ah. So it turns out very good. It's because this, in terms of when you go through the Makom Torah, right? If you go from Rishis Yachid to Makom Torah to Carmelis, I'm sorry, Rishis Yachid to Makom Torah to Rishis Rabbim, like we just said, is in terms of the Maisa Isser, you're not doing anything wrong, so to speak, because you're doing a Maisa of Otsa from Rishis Yachid to Makom Torah, then Makom Torah to Rishis Rabbim. Okay, in terms of the Maisa Isser, it's 100% legitimate. The problem is because, in terms of the, insofar as the chafza is concerned, the chafza is being neka from the Rishas Yachid, and now being kavua in the Rishas Rab. Okay, so the Isser only comes from the reality of the chafza vis-a-vis the Makomos. In terms of the Maisim, there's no problem. Okay, ah. So now when you go to the Carmelis Diyar, so the chafza isn't really a chafza of Carmelis, because it's not truly a Carmelis. So in terms of the chafza, it just has the dinim, the maisim which apply to it are those of Carmelis. But the chafza never really has a din Carmelis. So the isser is you're not allowed to do that maisa which you're not allowed to do in Carmelis. Well, but that maisa you're not. You're doing maisa v'otzah from Carmelis to Makom Torah, and then from Makom Torah to Rishis Rabbim. The only way you asser the Hotzah through the Makom Torah by Carmelis is because you say the Chatzah had a din of Carmelis and now you're giving it a din of the Chatzah, a din of Rishis Rabbim. But the Chatzah doesn't have a din by a Carmelis Diyad because it's not a real Carmelis. The Chatzah is defined by the Rishas when it's a real legitimate Rishas. But when it's a fake Rishas, it's just saying you can't. The Chatzah isn't defined in reality. It just the Rabbanan are saying you have to do these actions are prohibited in Maisim. But the Maisim, there's no problem here because the Maisim you're going from Carmelis to a Makom Torah, which is perfectly good. The only problem is because the reality of the Makom casts onto the Chatzah, which you're changing via in this process through the Makom Torah. But since it's a Carmelis Diyad, you're makel because it's not a real Carmelis. So the way that the Rabbanan was set up doesn't apply by Carmelis Diyad because the nature of Carmelis Diyad. So two things I want to do for next time, okay? One thing is I want to try to answer that other question we had. Is that Kasha, that it's not being Nach and Makom Torah altogether, so therefore how do you, this whole thing isn't even comparable to the whole halacha of Makom Torah. The whole halacha of Makom Torah is only where it's a Nach in the Makom Torah, and here it's not a Nach in the Makom Torah.
Oh, right.
Okay? That's a hard question. But I want to try to answer that. Don't spend too much time on it. See if you can come up with something. And then, what I'd like to do is, so then, they ask, the Rashba asks on Tosfos. Because Tosfos is a big problem on it. Let's read it actually inside quickly. But the Rashba asks, because Tosfos' solution is that there's a Knas, or the hand, outstretched hand is the din of a Carmelis, right? Let's say they made a Knas, they gave it the din of a Carmelis. So he says, but Tosfos, you're allowed to just pick it up and bring it back, right? You're allowed to just pick it up above 10 and then bring it back. So he says, but that, what kind of thing is that? The kasha v'samach mishechashecha di shadi l'asidu l'takalach yuchatas l'liknesei. So later on, the Gemara says that this isn't a good kanas because by you keep forcing the guy to keep his hand there, he's going to end up dropping it and violating an issur d'oraisa. So the question is, so what do you mean it's going to end up dropping it and coming to the chiyuv chatas? Let him just pick his hand up above 10, and then bring it back. So there's no risk of him coming to Nisa de Araisa because he can just do this track.
So what's the knas?
So yeah, and then he says, Vidokha, and he says, first he says, Vidokha lamid bechor shiyashim. It's hard to say that the case is talking about where there's no, you're in a hole and you can't lift it above 10. I mean, it's a hard kimta. Well, it's like a joke, this is the Rabbanan. What's the whole list of the Rabbanan? That you're not allowed, you're stuck there, we're answering you, not allowed to bring it back. Oh, but you're allowed to bring it back above 10.
Yeah, you got us.
I mean, yeah. So it's like a joke. Whoever heard of an Isser, the Rabbanan creating an Isser, it says you have to stick your hand there the whole day, but if you knew the halacha, that you could just pick it up above 10, and it's not even an Isser altogether. He says, that's not an Isser. Whoever heard of that kind of an Isser?
What's the second question? First question was, how does it work at all? Because it's not Nach. Right?
First question, second question, what? This is a question on Tosus' way of learning. Tosus is learning that even if you hold it, that when you outstretch your hand, it has a din of a Carmelis, you're allowed, the Rabbanan gave it a din of a Carmelis, and they asked you to bring it back,
right.
You're allowed to bring it back above 10.
Okay, fine.
So the Rashba is asking on that, essentially one question. I mean, there's two forms, but essentially, says what kind of an isser is that? So the Rabbanan asked you to bring your hand back, but you could just pick it up above 10 and bring it back.
Fine.
So that's essentially, that's the question. It's like a joke. But another question he has in the Cheshbon of the Gemara is the Gemara later on suggests that this Isser is going to cause people to be violating a Deoraisa, because if you accidentally drop this thing, your hand's going to be out there all day long. It's going to be very heavy. You're going to drop it and then violate the Deoraisa.
He says,
what do you mean you're going to drop it? Well, what kind of thing is it? Just bring it back. No one's going to be stuck there all day long. Why are you going to ever get stuck there all day long?
Right. And again, the first question,
My other question, okay, this is unrelated to this particular point. That's confusing. But the other question, totally separate question, is why is Tosas is saying the reason you're allowed to bring it back if you go through the Makom Tor? No, he says you're allowed to bring it back if you go through the Makom Tor. But I'm saying that whole halacha of bringing something through a Makom Tor only works if you do a hanacha in the Makom Tor. But if you don't do a hanacha in the Makom Tor, it's open, that it doesn't work. So you're not doing enough on the Makom Pator. So it's, how does it work? Okay. Now, because of this question, the Rashba hasn't told us, he rejects Tosas and he learns differently. He learns that really, whatever, you can look at how he learns.
Because of his question, not because
Because of his questions on Tosas. It's like a joke. He says, you can't bring it back above 10, that would be crazy. So he says, you're not allowed to bring
and
it back.
And now the Gemara doesn't work.
Yeah, and the Gemara doesn't. Yeah, the Gemara doesn't work exactly. The Gemara
right.
doesn't
okay,
work.
Fine.
So you're right. Cause you have the problem with the Gemara above 10. Right. So he offers an alternative shot. So we could do that. But for our purposes for now, just assume that the Rashba doesn't buy Tosas's move. You know what I mean? He doesn't buy saying that they made an Isser like that. You know what I mean? That they made an Isser. They made a cost. He basically holds it is going to be also to bring it above 10. Because it should be Mutter, but it just can't be. You can't have what kind of Kanas is that? So the Kanas yield has to be that. The Rashba holds basically, it has to be that it's also to bring it above 10.
How does that Gemara conclude over there?